flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We made it to the weekend and drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today's shot is brought to you by the fine folks at Black Raven Brewery. Now, today we toast an unidentified man from Alberta, Canada. Earlier this month, our honoree was enjoying an evening at the East Village Pub and Eatery until he got drunk and started arguing with people inside. Now, we do not know what the argument was about, but it spilled outside and it got physical. As happens from time to time, during a legit scuffle, our honoree's pants fell down while fighting. Unfortunately, so did our honoree, face down. That's where his story truly begins, because remember, it is January in Alberta, Canada. So the guy couldn't get up, not because the other guy clocked him so hard in the side of the head. No, because his penis froze to the unforgiving winter ice.
Oh.
Think about it. You get knocked face down, your pants are down, your junk makes contact with the ice, and now, much like that kid in, A Christmas Story?
Yep.
You're stuck, bro. So there he is, surrounded by first responders, attempting to pry his frozen member off of the sidewalk. Now, the operation was described as, and I quote, an impromptu circumcision.
Oof.
I don't care who you are. That is not a term you want to hear thrown your way.
At least he had the extra stuff to give. I'd be done.
I don't know if that is true as opposed to that. Perhaps not. That we'll never know. Eventually, he was freed. We do not know what method they use. They say with minimal damage. But to add salt to the wound, he was also arrested. So there you are. Penis frozen to the sidewalk. You cannot get up. First response. And you got to think, everyone at the bar is certainly gathered around you now. One, you're the guy causing the problem. Now you realize. And you have to telegraph this to the guy that knocked you to the ground, right? So the guy that knocked you down, and you had enough. And at some point, you have to say, hey, man, like, I know you're mad at me, but I can't get up. My penis is frozen to the sidewalk. So the first person you appeal to is the guy you're fighting with. When he believes you, he has to call first responders. Now, everyone in the bar is gathered around you. While, as I said, they do their impromptu circumcision to get your ass off the sidewalk. Then you're arrested and taken away.
Damn.
That is a hell of a day. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!